Well, UNC Health announced within this last week that they are no longer doing COVID-19 tests for the general public and visitors who are asymptomatic to the virus. And this is going into effect across all of its hospitals in North Carolina. The main reason being that they are presently very overwhelmed with patients due to these recent surges and changes in the COVID-19 trends, chiefly spurred on by the Omicron variant of the virus. Joining me on the phone to talk a little bit more about this change and what it has been like in the emergency departments around UNC Health locally is Dr. Abhi Mehrotra. He is an emergency physician who helps lead the emergency departments right here in the Medical Center in Chapel Hill and the UNC Center in Hillsborough. Dr. Mehrotra, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us on 97.9 The Hill.
Of course. Thank you for having me, Brighton.
So obviously the Omicron variant has changed hospitalizations and has changed all of North Carolina's trends, it seems. But from the hospital side and from your experience, what trends and experiences really led to UNC Health making this decision to stop doing these asymptomatic COVID tests for people who come into the hospital looking for those COVID tests?
Sure. You know, the real pressure has been the number of patients coming in with symptoms and those seeking care apart from COVID, and our priority is to help those patients in our communities. The asymptomatic testing load on top of that was really straining our hospital resources, and we wanted to devote the ability to test patients that are, one, symptomatic, and two, being admitted to the hospital for potentially other causes that we're doing screening tests on to help protect both the patients in the hospital and those employees and staff that are working.
Understood. And it does seem like the good news is, since there's been a giant demand for COVID tests, there have been some responses both at the local and the federal level to address some of those demands, make it maybe a little easier for people widespread to get more tests. But you mentioned the dedication of a lot of resources to treating COVID patients and treating other patients coming into the emergency departments right now. What are some of the most updated or recent measures put in place to try and limit and mitigate the spread of COVID-19 within the emergency department? Because it sounds like there are just way more people coming in on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, so great question. We're trying to, when patients arrive seeking care, a few things. One, we're requiring masking for both our staff and visitors and patients coming into our hospitals and our emergency departments. And two, if the patients are presenting with a respiratory-related complaint, something that could potentially be COVID-related, we try and separate out those complaints into a separate waiting area to provide care as, you know, we normally triage into a different space of the ED. So we can try and segregate some of those respiratory-related complaints differently from other complaints, such as if you're coming in with abdominal pain or potential appendicitis, that sort of thing. You know, we're finding our emergency departments and our hospitals are busy treating both COVID-related complaints as well as not non-COVID-related complaints for patients that may have potentially been putting off care during the time that things have been so busy.
We're speaking with Dr. Abhi Mehrotra, who is an emergency physician at the UNC Medical Center here in Chapel Hill and over at the Hillsborough location. And speaking about those newer incoming COVID-19 patients, can you just describe to us either your firsthand experience or the experience of others that you are working with on a day-to-day, what it has been like in this new year as we have seen hospitalizations across North Carolina spike from COVID cases or spike from people being affected by the Omicron variant of the virus? What has it been like?
Sure. In a word, it's been busy. You know, our hospitals and emergency departments are quite full, providing care to both COVID patients and patients seeking care outside of COVID-related illnesses. So we normally see an uptick of resource use during this kind of winter season and respiratory season, we call it. And this has just added further strain upon that. So our emergency departments are quite busy, where the hospitals are busy as well, which lead to what we call boarding, meaning patients that are waiting for beds to go upstairs that are holding in the emergency department, that leads to longer wait times for patients seeking care, again, both for COVID and non-COVID related illnesses.
When somebody shows up to an emergency department right now, either the one in Chapel Hill or Hillsborough or just in UNC Health in general, can you describe, you know, some of the challenges to getting somebody seen? Is it they have to wait longer than normal? Can you walk us through that process at all?
Sure. Our basic processes haven't changed. So when patients arrive, we use what's called a triage scale to quickly assess how emergent their need is. And based upon the severity that's listed, there'll be a priority assigned for bringing patients back. Given how full our hospitals and emergency departments have been, we've changed some processes to help speed up the ability to care for patients, bringing more of the care out front if we can, to assess patients quicker, get started on workups, and get some diagnostic results back earlier so that we can make some decisions as we're talking to the patients.
Understood. Again, we're speaking with Dr. Abhi Mehrotra, who's an emergency physician with UNC Health, specifically here in Chapel Hill at the UNC Medical Center and the UNC Medical Center over in Hillsborough. And we're talking about the news of UNC Health moving away from taking members of the general public showing up to the emergency departments looking for a COVID test if they are asymptomatic. And with that news in mind, as you've been walking us through all of the reasons why this change is being made, Dr. Mehrotra, do you have any advice for visitors to emergency departments here locally if they have to come for an emergency or if they're coming for some sort of other illness? What should they keep in mind?
So first and foremost, absolutely, if you feel like this is an emergency and you have a medical emergency, we're here to serve our communities. So please arrive and let us do our jobs. You may have a longer wait than you would have anticipated in usual times, and that's okay. We're going to continue to triage patients and see our folks depending upon the acuity of their illness. I would say that part of this is also to protect folks and to keep asymptomatic patients out of the mix so you're limited in your exposure, and that asymptomatic testing can be done at community sites, especially now that we're seeing some increasing of that testing capability. I'll also add that in our view and what we assess, patients who are positive on a home antigen test and have symptoms, we consider that positive, and there's no need for any confirmatory testing. If you have symptoms and your home antigen test is positive, that's considered a positive, and you should proceed with the isolation guidelines as per the CDC.
I know you are quite busy, but one more question. What do you think our Orange County community, both here in Chapel Hill and Carrboro and Hillsborough and the rest of Orange County too, what do you think we should keep in mind about what everything is like right now at the hospital level and as you are responding to emergencies at UNC Health? What should we keep in mind?
Sure. Well, again, if you feel like you need to seek care, please do seek care. Second, if you haven't already, get vaccinated. If you're eligible for it, go ahead and get a booster as well. That's the best protection that you can do for yourself and for our community. And thirdly, wear that mask. We know that masks work and will help prevent spread of the virus.
Well, again, if you need to learn anything else about our UNC hospitals, unchealthcare.org will have you covered on that front. And again, this news coming out as the emergency departments here in Chapel Hill and in Hillsborough and across UNC Health locations in the state no longer taking walk-up general public members who are asymptomatic looking for a COVID-19 test. Dr. Abhi Mehrotra, thank you so much for taking the time to join us on 97.9 The Hill. We very much appreciate you helping share this information and also, of course, for all of the work you and UNC Health employees are doing.
Of course. Thank you, Brighton, and thank you to our community.